La 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 la. You recognize that?
No. Very professional, though.
It's from a listener. That's why.
I'm so impressed with what people can do.
This is from Salvador Gatti.
Oh, okay. It's good.
Gatti.
It's perfect to read your dates over.
What's up? Where are you going to be at?
Speaking of, July 18th through 21st, Columbus, Ohio, Columbus Funny Bone. Come see me. July 27th, one night only, Uptown Theater in Napa, California. August 1st through 4th, Omaha Funny Bone, Omaha, Nebraska. That's my first time going to Nebraska, Jeans. Have you been to Nebraska?
I have never been to Nebraska.
Okay. Well, I like their steaks, the Omaha.
Yep, that's rad.
And then August 16th and 17th with my Jeans. We'll be doing the podcast live in Houston on the 16th at Fitzgerald's, and then the 17th at the Curtain Club in Dallas, August 17th. So go to your mom's house podcast.com for ticket information. You can buy tickets directly through a link on our site. Or go to TomSegura.com or ChristinaComedy.com.
It's all there. There's tickets to everything.
Yeah, and try to get them now, guys, because it's gonna sell out.
Yeah, please, if you're at Dallas or Houston kind of jeans, get your tics now.
If you got those kind of jeans on, Dallas rodeo jeans.
All right, well, this week, if you're listening right now, the 18th through the 21st of July, I'm in Toledo at the Toledo Funny Bone. Yeah, buddy. Next weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
I think the 26th or 27th. Which date is it? Let me look real quick. Dun, 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 dun. 26th. I'm in Seattle with Joe Rogan. I think there's still a few tickets available at the Moore Theater in Seattle. That should be fun. Come see us there. The following week, August 1st through the 4th, Richmond, Virginia at the Richmond Funny Bone. August 8th through the 10th, Stand Up Scottsdale, Arizona. 16th and 17th with my lovely Jeans.
Oh.
Houston and Dallas. Just added Philadelphia, going to Philly.
Oh.
That's exciting. I think the 29th through the 31st of August. And that'll be great. And then in September, a lot of stuff coming up, but we have also, we'll be announcing a stand-up tour for September, in which we're doing, let me see, we are doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shows
OMG.
In 10 days. Whoa, Ginger.
Oh, that was neat. Was that in the song?
No. That was an accident, but I liked it.
Okay.
So a lot of dates. Everything is available on our websites. Check out TomSegura.com, ChristinaComedy.com, YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. Now, let's get into it. This week's episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. With summer in full swing, there are a lot of places we want to go, but the post office isn't one of them. Driving there, parking, waiting for a clerk, what a hassle. So use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, anything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your desk. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any envelope, any package, any class of mail. Just use what you already have, your own computer and printer. Stamps.com makes it easy and convenient. It's like having a postal expert available 24/7, whenever you need it. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Sounds like a deal to me. We use Stamps.com, just printed out a bunch of stuff, sending it out tomorrow, and you'll see that that is not a lie. So right now, use our promo code MOM, that's MOM, for this special offer. It's a no-risk trial, a $110 bonus offer. It includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Free's good.
That's a lot, and that's a free trial.
That's right.
No
Don't
risk.
Wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in M-O-M. That's Stamps.com. Enter M-O-M. Thank you, Stamps.com. Thank you, dear listeners, for giving them a shot. We appreciate any time you support our sponsors. It helps us out tremendously. So, that being said, Jeans, Are you ready to start the show?
Super ready.
Let's do this, man.
Also on the plane crash, KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, by now, you probably know the story. It's been out there quite a bit. The Asiana Air.
I didn't even know that's a real airline, Asiana.
Yeah, it's a Korean
I never
Air.
See that one.
Korean Airline.
Because I went to Korea. We did, I think, United, and then there's a Korean Air.
Just Korea Air.
But then Asiana Air doesn't sound like a real airline, does it?
It sounds like it's for all of Asia, which is maybe their hook. If you...
That's a neat idea.
Yeah, but they're not really international. They're pretty much strictly a Korean.
Oh, right, so. I see. It's like when you go to the Middle East and then they have those airlines adjust service to Middle East.
Yeah, but I don't think Asiana even really. I think they service Korea. So like it's Korea to other places.
Korea to Korea.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. It's like Southwest. It's like California to California.
Southwest is garbage. So it's different. That is shitty fucking place to shitty place. That was the worst, man.
It's the worst. Southwest is the saddest.
I wish Sum Ting Wong and Wee Tu Lo were our pilots when we flew Southwest.
How great is it that lady...
This is a real gift.
Yeah.
Now, so just so you know, this has turned into a really fun story because what happened was a couple people already been fired.
Come on.
Yes.
Because of this.
An intern at the NTSB, is that it? National Transportation Safety Board got fired. And somebody at KTVU, which is San Francisco's station that broadcasts that Captain Sum Ting Wong and Wee Tu Lo and Ho Li Fook.
Right.
Ao Bing Ding or Bing Ding
so
Ao
great.
Were the pilots. They're getting sued. Asiana Air says that the airline caused damage to their reputation. Also, maybe the plane crash. But they're more concerned with the names than the fact that their pilot crashed a plane.
But it's actually a really good thing that happened because I totally forgot about the crash because I'm so amused by this juvenile thing that happened.
This is such fifth grade shit.
It's so awesome, isn't it?
Fucking,
it's the best,
fantastic.
Dude.
Yeah.
So how did they get this misinformation?
Well, we're trying to figure it out. Let's see what we hear from this news.
A San Francisco area television station, KTVU, reported fake and racially offensive names for the pilots of the plane crash earlier this month. Three people died in that accident at San Francisco International Airport. The airline says the mistake damaged its reputation. The anchor who read the names has apologized on air. The NTSB is taking the blame. It says, quote, in response to an inquiry from a media outlet, a summer intern acted outside the scope of his authority when he erroneously confirmed the names of the flight crew on the aircraft.
That looks like somebody said, are these names correct? That's what that suggests. And well, then his right. response was, yes, these are
you
correct.
You have to fact check. So it's the intern's fault who didn't fact check.
Right, but who submitted, hey, did Sum Ting Wong, was he the pilot?
Yeah, but you know how joyless and humorless these people are?
I know.
Like this news anchor, I can't believe she had to apologize, first of all. Like,
oh, God.
And by the way, I lived in San Francisco for years. I like how it's offensive. That's another thing. Like, no, dude, nobody made this a racial thing until you just made it racial.
Right.
I never thought, oh, how the poor Asian community. Like, no, it's just a goofy prank.
But maybe Asians feel like, who heard this, were like, what? I'm assuming they did.
Well, that's like somebody being like, and then Harry Balls was the pilot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Would you be like, how dare you say?
No.
So dumb.
But here's what my favorite part of this is that I feel like at a glance, when they go, if somebody would be like, here's the names of the pilots, you would just look at them and be like, okay.
Right.
And you'd look away. And probably what in my heart, the way that this goes down is that the news director goes, hey, Karen, or whatever the anchor's woman's name is.
Yeah.
So we're coming out of the Egypt piece. We're gonna touch on the Asiana Air pilots, and then I need you to throw to the Zimmerman trial, and Ted's got a story on that, and she's like, okay, cool. So we're coming out of Egypt,
right.
Got it. And then she's like, okay, so but the other thing we learned is that
also on the plane crash, KTVU has just learned the name.
She's reading copy, you know.
Yeah. Also on thinking. The plane crash, KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board.
And right there, what she does is, in her mind, she goes, I'm a professional broadcaster, and the thing to do is, specifically with names I'm not familiar with, try to read them as phonetically well as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just like, if it was any name, she'd just be like, E, Lee, whoa, like she's just trying to hit the words. You know what I mean? So she's like, okay, here's the names.
Flight, they are Captain Sum Ting Wong.
And that's when I think inside you go, oh, right. You're like,
Wait a minute.
Hold on. What's the next one?
Wee Too Low.
That's the one.
Wee Too Low. And she puts the inflection weirdly in.
Yes.
Wee Too Low.
And then she knows that the next one could be damaging because it's F-U-K. And you have to make the choice. Okay, I'm going to say fook so I don't say fuck.
Right.
It's clearly meant to make you say holy fuck.
Right.
Holy fook.
And who's the last one?
And bang ding ow.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Bang ding
that's
ow.
That's when it's confirmed that you
bang,
know
ding, ow.
That we've been had.
But bang, dang, ow is a genius. It's a stroke of comedic genius.
Yeah.
Because would you ever think of bang, ding,
well,
ow?
How about the progression?
Very good. Very good.
They took you through the racially offensive names are a progression of a plane crash.
Right.
Something's wrong.
Oh,
we too low.
I didn't even put that.
Holy fuck, bang, ding, ow.
I didn't even put that. That's genius. This kid's a genius.
Yeah, it's great.
Whoever called this in, thank you. This is the best prank of all time.
All we want you to know is that your mom's house supports you.
It's so good. I didn't even think of it.
Please,
that.
More racially offensive names in the news.
But have you ever done that thing? Okay, do this to your friends. Guys, this is a really funny thing to do. Write down the words. Here.
Yeah.
Read this out loud. This phrase down there. Just read it out loud.
Okay. I'm a sofa king. We totted. Oh, yeah. He's good. I'm a sofa king. We totted. I'm a sofa king. We totted. It
gets me every time.
Yeah. So you have to write, I am a sofa king.
Period.
And then we, the name Todd, and then it. I am a sofa king. We Todd it.
It really gets me. Man, I used to do that when I worked in an office when I first started working.
Would you be like, hey, man, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, what does this say?
But that's the key is you have to be like, I can't read this. Can you read this for me? And then have your coworker.
And they go, yeah, I can read this.
Yeah, what do you say?
I'm a sofa king. We Todd it.
Yeah. But it's the same thing, right? Yeah. Like when you're, and especially as a news anchor, you're like,
if they were like,
okay,
it's Ron Burgundy,
right?
It's Ron Burgundy. He'll say whatever you put in the prompter. Remember?
Of course.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even think that it would be a joke.
Now, what I would have wanted to be in is in that newsroom, the moment they went to commercial, when they were like, guys, I think we've been had, and then the anchor's like, what are you talking about? Had what?
Yeah. But somebody in the room had to have known. Some juvenile kid, some 20-year-old interns were like, what? We fucking... And then who had to tell the girl? That would be the best.
Like, but see, that's the part that's fucked up, I think, is like, as if you're... That's the thing that, like, personally, I wouldn't do.
Was what? Tell the lady?
No, I wouldn't submit these names to be read on the air. Like, I can enjoy laughing at them,
yeah.
But to be, like, in a news organization, I wouldn't put those names in the prompter for her, you know? Mm. For this, I think it's, like...
Yeah. Oh, right? Deliberately? No.
Yeah,
no,
exactly. I wouldn't do that. Mean. Yeah.
That's pretty funny, though. But do you think that Fook, that is how you say Fook? F-U-K? Fook.
Well, I think it's meant... Obviously, it's they want you to say, holy fuck.
Right, but I'm saying, do you think she got it right?
Oh, Fook? I have no idea.
Well, there's a Thai restaurant in San Francisco called... Yeah. It's like Fuck It Thai, but it's Phuket, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody calls it Fuck It Thai.
Of course.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's not how you say it, though.
Phuket, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Phuket. Yeah. Phuket Thai.
Because that's the name of a city in Thailand.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's not Fuck
It. But every college kid that passes by goes, dude, let's go to Fuck It Thai, bro.
Let's go to Fuck It.
Fuck It.
Yeah.
Oh, so much fun.
Oh, my God. That was a good time.
I love juvenile shit like that.
Yeah, that was. I feel like that was made for the show.
Yeah.
What if the intern listens to the show?
That would be the best gift to us.
Yeah.
God, I really wish.
So another thing that happened is that a number of people were like, how in the world did you play Auntie Fifi and not talk about it? And, you know, they have a point. They really do.
Well, because I did feel like it was such a good piece of audio and that to go out on it, I hesitated to be like, should we fucking, you know.
I want to hear what the...
discuss her more.
If she caught herself even... Right after she said this.
You're mindful.
214, when it crashed, we are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
She has no clue yet.
Nah, she's just reading the prompter, dude.
Let's see. Let's see if her apology.
She's just stacking checks. I can't believe she has to apologize. That's so unfair. It's not her fault.
No?
It's not her fault. You know, just reading the copy. It's some dorky intern who should have fact-checked. That's a fact-checking issue. But I don't, it's so dumb if like it's racially insensitive.
Let's see.
How dare you?
This is an on-air apology. Let's see if we
San Francisco's too
tonight we
liberal.
Want to take a moment and say that we are sorry. Earlier today, during our new newscast, we misidentified the pilots in the Asiana Airlines crash. We made several mistakes when we received this information. First of all, we never read the names out loud, phonetically sounding them out. Then during our phone call to the NTSB, where the person confirmed the spellings of the names, we never asked that person to give us their position within the agency. We heard this person verify the information without questioning who they were, and then we rushed the names onto our noon newscast. Within the last few minutes, the NTSB issued this statement, quote, the National Transportation Safety Board apologizes for inaccurate and offensive names that were mistakenly confirmed as those of the pilots. A summer intern acted outside the scope of his authority when he erroneously confirmed the names of the flight crew on the aircraft. We work hard to ensure that only appropriate factual information regarding an investigation is released, and we deeply regret today's incident. Appropriate actions will be taken to ensure that such a serious error is not...
I love that it gets passed on to a summer intern, too. It's not even a title.
Now, even with this statement from the NTSB, we want you to know here we accept full responsibility for this mistake. We issued an apology later in the noon newscast. We also apologized on our website and on our social media sites.
Oh, God,
the fact
really...
is we have a lot of good people here at Channel 2. And on behalf of all of us, I want to tell you that we pride ourselves on getting it right and having the highest of standards and integrity. Clearly, today, that did not happen.
Right.
We made a mistake.
All right.
So, and if you don't like it, you can suck my ching chong bing bong.
He's and like, from all of us here at KT.
We got the sparings wrong of the pirates.
View, we can only offer our sincerest apology
Jesus.
In this case.
All right,
really?
Man.
Like, it's not like he, you know, misinformed us on the presidential
really...
candidate winning. It's like, it's offensive.
I bet a lot of got really upset.
Who gets upset? Do you really think? But you know what? In San Francisco, people are like...
San Francisco's always upset.
Super upset, yeah.
Can you imagine a Korean lady or Japanese, Chinese sitting at home in San Francisco watching that noon broadcast? And they're like...
The pirates' names are wrong!
He said that pirate name. What? Sir Holy Father, the next pilot name, why are we too long? You need this more pressure on this person.
It's super offensive.
I had to take a picture.
More pressure.
More pressure.
That's my favorite, that she turns into your masseuse.
Yeah, that's my masseuse.
Would you like a kind of massage? Foot massage or back a rubber only?
You want more pressure?
That would be so great if you were like, we totally fucked up. These ching chongs.
I went to get a Thai massage. Mm. I noticed a certificate on the wall of one of the Thai therapists certified by the California Massage Therapy Council. Check out her name.
Okay. I'm not going to be offended by this.
I hope not either. What's her name?
All right. California Massage Therapy Council. Porn tip. Porn tip Jitsi wrote.
Yeah. But porn tip's her first name.
Porn tip.
How great is that?
P-O-R-N-T-I-P. What kind of name do you think porn tip is?
Cool.
Thai?
Thai, I guess.
Of course.
No pressure. Sucky pressure. We... Flywheel, roll, and then we see that the airport.
Come on, this is so offensive, Tom. I'm very offended.
The airport come
please.
Into eye line, and then he asks for more pressure below his waist. So I try fly plane and do massage at the same time.
Are you saying it was your fault, porn tip?
I think that a massage therapist crashed the plane.
Do you think it was porn tip?
Porn tip while flying plane, frying the plane.
Porn tip, were you giving the pilots a massage?
Was pirate and massage.
What happened? He asked for a lower massage, you say?
He had low back pressure. And then he had glutes. They were tight.
And what happened?
I put my elbow into his glute and then I crashed.
So you're saying you take
this
responsibility?
Is very racially offensive.
We should apologize to nobody who never gets offended by shit like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of your mom's house,
this shit is big time!
We would like to apologize for a segment we did earlier today. You know, we really pride ourselves in maintaining the highest integrity and never
presenting factually correct information
factually
in
correct
a sensitive, meaningful way.
Not ever belittling any specific ethnic group.
Or belittling all of them.
Absolutely. So if the Asians that listen to the show were offended, we would just like to say,
fuck you!
Okay.
Crying motherfucker.
There you go. Now,
could you think that they were just panicking when that happened?
They're hell like, yeah.
All the sponsorship is getting pulled.
Now they're getting sued by the airline, of course.
It's just that is so sad. Just because some dopey intern didn't fact check. It's really crazy. It's very crazy.
Good afternoon, social media. This is Auntie Fifi coming to you with a selection that God has placed on my heart.
It's so crazy already.
Oh, my God.
God is the selection God has placed to her?
Placed on her heart.
Oh, okay. Now, Auntie Fifi, just so we recap from last time, what was her first message? Is this, you're a mindful
Hello,
God.
Facebook. Good afternoon.
This is what.
I was sitting here thinking about this new year.
This is her, this what she got us started
new year
for the year.
All over the land.
It is the new year all
As
over
I was
the land.
Sitting here pondering that.
Pondering.
I picked up a pen and a piece of paper.
A pen.
Yeah.
And these are the words that came to me at that time.
This, by the way, that completely suggests that I just wrote an original song.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I had a pen and paper. These are the words that came
to
me.
Tom, wait a minute.
What?
Are you an artist?
Yes.
Well, then you know that you're just the vessel through which your gift comes.
But my favorite part is the anticipation of, I wonder what original song you're going to sing.
Oh, it's right? spontaneous.
Right, like
the
these words just came to me. Oh, what song are you going
what
to sing?
What has God placed in my heart?
May I share them with you, Facebook?
Please.
Thank you.
Thank you. This land is your land. This land is my land.
That's not your song.
Wait a minute.
From California.
I've heard this before.
Yeah.
To the New York Islands.
Okay.
From the Redwood Forest.
So far.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
To the Gulf Stream waters.
Kind of amending
this land was made for you and me.
I mean, mix it up a little.
God, we thank you for the land. Okay. We thank you for the land. Hallelujah.
Right.
And because we have the land, we thank you for the farms. And the song says, oh, McDonald had a farm. Hallelujah.
She hits those hard.
And on his farm, he had some pigs. Oh, with an onk onk here and an onk onk there. Onk here, onk here, everywhere, onk onk. Oh, McDonald had a farm.
That's something black people always did, by the way.
McDonald's. Yeah, that was even coming to America. Now, how did she get, I understand she's doing kind of a stream of consciousness now. How did she get to the farms? Remember?
It just has the vessel.
Waters. It, no. And she goes, this land. Oh, thank you for the land.
Yeah.
So then it was stream of consciousness.
And from the farms, and the song says, oh,
the land. Gotcha.
And God, because we have pigs, there's chillings today on our tables, God. You're so mindful of your people. And we have chillings today, God. Hallelujah.
All right. Yes.
And Louisiana hot sauce.
Amen.
You're mindful, God. You're mindful, God.
Hallelujah. She's good, though. I like her music, actually.
So, Fifi.
Before I do that. Let me do a special shout out to my military babies that are serving over in the U.S. Navy in Japan. Their names are Rachel Bell, Alyssa Dorn, Brandy Willis, and Melisha Davis.
We support the military on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And way to go, Auntie Fifi.
Mm-hmm.
We honor you, we salute you, and we thank you for all that you do for the United States. Be blessed. I love you.
All right.
While I was sitting here, I was thinking about how there are people that God has placed in our lives that we can't imagine how life would be without them.
That's true.
Because they complete us. They make us be what we are.
Okay.
And in saying that, these are the words that came to me.
Oh. Another original song?
May I share that with you?
Please.
God bless you.
Thank
you.
Bless
me. Thank you.
Bless you too.
Jack and Jill went up the hill,
hallelujah,
to fetch a pail of water, hallelujah. Jack fell down and broke his crown, hallelujah. But Jill, came tumbling after. I can hear Jill saying, how do I live without you?
This is a modification of the song.
This is amazing.
Right?
I'm really digging her vibe.
So you get it now.
I get it, yeah.
One thing
it's a layer,
bridges to
it's
another.
It's a stream of consciousness, yes.
I want to know, how do I breathe without you? How could I survive without you? How do I live without you? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How do we live without you?
Where's this gonna go?
How do we live without you?
Okay, it's changing.
And he said, without you, I can do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting. Hallelujah. Like a ship without. I said, like a ship without
a
sail. And if I don't have a sail, God, what do? I have to row.
There we go.
That's the
genius
best.
Transition.
That is amazing.
Without the sail, what's she going to do? She's going to have to row her boat.
It was... What was the first one?
So it starts off, we thank you for the people in our lives.
Yeah.
Jack and Jill. And then he broke and he fell and broke crown. And Jill came tumbling after. Because how is she going to live without him?
And she starts, how do I live without you?
Yeah, how do I live without you?
Without you, right. I'm like a ship in the water.
Without a sail.
And if I
don't... Wait a minute. Did she say a shit?
a shit. I'm like a floating turd without a sail. And then that turd needs to go somewhere, so the turd starts to
row your boat. But she doesn't sing it that way. Fifi has more flavor.
She does have more flavor. Yeah.
She's actually got a good voice, this broad. Am I wrong? I'm not a trained ear.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Really?
Gently down the street.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I spoke too fast. I spoke way too soon.
Merrily, 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 merrily. Life. Hallelujah. My life. Hallelujah. Your life is but a dream. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Way to go,
that's
Fief.
It? That's the end of
that's,
it?
That's the end.
Well, Auntie Fifi does
Auntie
it
Fifi
again.
Does it again.
That was really good.
Did you know that sometime last year, I think, or maybe it was this year. When was this? No, it was probably last year. Auntie Fifi, yeah, early this year, right before President Obama's second inauguration, she made a dedication to him that we missed.
No.
Yeah.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Hello, social media. This is Auntie Fifi coming to you on this Memorial weekend. Such a Memorial weekend.
It's not Memorial Weekend.
I was sitting here pondering.
Pondering again.
We're celebrating the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King, and we're also sharing the inauguration of President Barack Obama. And it's just an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. And I just want to dedicate this song to, and I may make some enemies this time, and that's not my intentions, but hear my heart. I want to dedicate this song to the Republicans.
Oh shit.
On behalf of President Obama.
I think it's going to be subversive.
It says this.
Better not.
Y'all said I wouldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah. Y'all said I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
Y'all said he would never amount to anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad to say
Hallelujah.
That he's on his way.
Okay.
And he's getting inaugurated again tomorrow. Oh, there were many that started out with him, but Mitt, you have gone astray.
She's calling out Mitt Romney on this shit. This is kind of like
she's great
when rappers call each other out. You know, when they have beef with each other. Like this is like what's his name? Like the game talking shit about 50 Cent.
Absolutely. Do you think Auntie Fifi is on Twitter?
No, but if you want to go to her YouTube account and leave comments on her videos, I think the one that she posts them on is an account that here's how it's 12. The number 12. 12. The letter T. And then Brooks, 12T Brooks.
So what's her real, do we have any way of contacting
That's
her?
That's the account is 12.
Wow.
The letter T, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, all one word, 12T Brooks.
Well, she's got quite a talent.
But President Obama is still holding on.
Will she take it somewhere else? Another song, perhaps?
His position.
This is original lyrics.
And because he's holding on to his position, I have to say, God bless America.
There you go. There was a transition.
Land that I love. Stand beside her.
Hallelujah.
And guide her.
Hallelujah.
Through the night. When the light up above.
Yes, she's so emotional.
Oh,
with
nifty United States from 13 original colonies. Shout 'em, tell all about 'em one by one till you're giving a name to every state that's in the USA. That's in the USA.
she make up that last bit?
I'm guessing yes.
Wow, that was really impressive.
That is Auntie Fifi, everybody.
You know, I feel like Auntie Fifi just, she gets carried away with the spirit.
She feels it.
She feels in the moment, and she lets it out of her. And you can't blame a woman for being passionate, for feeling God in her heart and in her soul.
How was Chi-Town, by the way? We haven't really talked about it.
It was fantastic, you guys. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my god, seriously?
Really?
There's so many mommies. It was ridiculous. Like, we need to do the podcast.
It's a great town,
there,
man.
Because
I love Chicago.
Of course. I think we need to go back and do the Momcast. I had Asiago chicken twice, two nights in a row.
Blue cat.
Okay. It was great. How was your week?
You Fartford?
Went to Fartford.
I was in Fartford, Connecticut. Dude. Great shows.
Yeah.
I had a really good time. I can't complain about Fartford, man. They came out.
Yep.
All the mommies that came were great. And then I would say that, you know, the audience that had no idea who they were going to see was overwhelmingly great. They
now, that's a bonus, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. You always expect the people that came to see you to enjoy themselves, you know?
Yeah, you hope so.
You hope so, that they have a good time. And, you know, they usually do. But it's better. It's even better when the people who are like, "Who the fuck is this?" have a good time.
Yeah, I got these free tickets.
Yeah.
I hope you're as funny as Dane Cook.
Yeah, exactly. I've had that actual quote happen before.
Yeah. Were you as funny as him or not?
No,
as
they're like, you better be funny," and I'm like, "Okay, cool, man."
That's my favorite.
And then
the threat.
They're like, "We were just watching Dane Cook," actual quote on HBO. I'm like, "Yeah," and they're like, "So you better be like that."
Mm.
I was like. And you know how long that guy lasted with his girlfriend at the show? About 10 minutes.
And then
I saw them sit down and then they were gone.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's
really that was
neat.
Pretty fucking cool. But the other thing I wanted to tell you.
Oh. What?
Next stop, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
Huh. Where's this going?
Well, the thing is, is that last night, yesterday I flew. I hate fucking sticking around a city to fly back home.
Oh,
so
it's the worst because you just want to go home.
Yeah, you just
want to
go home. The work's done.
Yeah.
So I had a flight out of Fartford at 7 p.m.
Okay.
It was going to put me here in L.A. at midnight because I had to connect.
Oh, that's
and
depressing, though.
Yeah, it's fucking, it sucks, right?
And then you can't see me. We can't have our dinner together. Yeah. Nobody likes that.
We always try to have dinner the Monday after, if we're both out, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, I get on an earlier flight. I get on the flight at 1. I get home by 5:30, right? Mm-hmm. And then we go have dinner. Well, first of all, that travel day, it screwed me up. I took a shit. My first shit. Was in Fartford's airport.
Okay. That's a nice, I've been to that airport. It's
small and it's well maintained.
Mm-hmm.
I think Top Dog should take a trip to review it. Because I think it might give Albuquerque a run for its money. And a lot of Albuquerque people said they felt a lot of pride. I've gotten a number of tweets that they've gotten singled out as the best airport to shit in from Top Dog's Zagat shit guide that he's putting out. There's that. Then, what else?
Wait a minute. So let's back it up. What time did you get to the Hartford airport?
I got there around noon.
And what did you eat that day? Did you have a big breakfast?
No, I didn't. I was in a rush. I ate nothing at the hotel, and then when I got to the airport,
nothing. Not even a coffee.
No, at the hotel I didn't have anything. I brought a bottle of water that I had in the room, so I only had water.
But you were hydrated.
I was hydrated. I like to stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
I bought, you know, when you buy it and you don't see it, they put it in a bag for you.
Mm.
I got it was like a breakfast taco, breakfast wrap.
Mm.
And I saw it on the pictures, like eggs, cheese, something in there. And then I was like, great, I'll take one of those. They put it in a bag. I go to the terminal. I open the bag. It's this big. It's a tiny talk. I was like, I should have gotten four of these. But anyways, I eat that. I have a banana.
Live and learn.
Yeah.
Oh, and the nanner.
I have a banana, and then I have an iced coffee. Two sips into my iced coffee, I'm like, I got to take a shit.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So I go in there. I go in the bathroom. I take care of my business. And
now, wait a minute. What do you think stimulated the brown? Was it the two sips of coffee, or the tiny breakfast talk and the banana?
It's a little bit of, I think the coffee always does it, man. It's always there.
You know, and I think like this morning I just smelled my coffee and I was like, oh, I got a shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes the body just knows what's about to come.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So go ahead. So the shit there was just, walk me through it.
It was pretty normal. I mean, I don't recall too much about it. It didn't stand out. I get on my flight. I go to Cincinnati to connect.
CVG.
CVG, correct. Mm-hmm. Connect, right? I fly to LA, LAX.
LAX.
Come home, feel fine. Mm. We go to dinner.
Italian.
We have Italian. Mm-hmm. Have some calamari.
Love the fried calamari. Is there anything better than that?
Especially fresh. Like you can tell it's fresh.
It's so fried.
And then
good.
I had pasta with fennel. It had some sausage, some onion.
Very delicious.
Tomatoes. Very delicious. A little bit of too much oil to make it though, because it's in a bowl. And when I got towards the bottom, I see a lot of oil.
Yeah.
And I know what that means.
What?
I've known oily food is going to make something happen.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of oil, I guarantee something's going to happen, right? So.
You can hear children playing in the.
That. That was sent to us.
That's a listener submitted fart and poo just for you guys. Okay?
And at first listen, I asked you, well, is this a fart?
Right.
Or a shit?
Well, here, the guy doesn't even send his name. He doesn't even sign his fart.
Some people don't want to, they want to remain anonymous, but let you know that they're great artists.
Well.
I mean, there's a real pop to this at the top, There's a real. Pop to it. So
let's hear it again.
That's when I hit the water. I didn't know it hit the water.
Wait, I like the gasp for air. Do you want to hear the letter that accompanies this audio?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Of course.
The subject says Brown Talk, you've been warned. So obviously I go, all right, now you've got my attention.
Right. Here what's it goes. Up?
He says, I don't know what made me record this, but the guests I had building just told me it would be good. Crisp farts into a bowl with a quick plop at the end. That's it. No, you're just anonymous.
Yeah. Well,
just like an artist, like a fartist,
A fartist, yeah.
Just on his memo, on his little phone. So anyways, let's talk about the rest of your dump.
Well, that shit took place last night. Okay. Remember, I took a shower.
No. So we get home. I'm laying on the couch. Right. I'm watching Interior Therapy with
almost
Jeff Lewis.
Immediately.
Right. And you say to me, I got to shit.
I've got to shit.
Okay. Now, how did that go?
That one was a little muddier than the first one of the day. And
muddier.
That oil I knew had irritated.
Oil.
It had irritated my bowels. So it made it,
the oiliness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny because
oil in the road.
I always thought that was oil. We got corrected. Yeah. We got corrected. It's
oil
on the road.
On the road.
Oil on the road. Yeah.
So now when you say muddy, I really wish you weren't so vague.
It wasn't a full mud plot this morning. Mm. Oh my God! This morning it was the full effect. It was
now.
Just
this is after
a slop trough had just opened up.
Is this after coffee or after we had breakfast?
Oh, good point.
Because I think there are two dumps that we're talking about, making this the fourth dump in your story.
No, I don't think so. Because I took a shit so late last night. I got up, I had coffee, and I didn't have to go.
Okay.
And then we had brekkie. Mm-hmm. And when I had that brekkie, I had 6 egg whites and a turkey breast. And I was like, this is pretty lean and good. Mm. And then my body said, but you still have you know, all the oil.
Oil in the road. Oil.
And I had to shit something fierce. It was disgusting.
Then where did you take this after breakfast dump?
I took it at Petco, where the pets go.
Right, because I thought you were going to wait in the car for me. I went to pick up some food for the dog.
Yeah.
And I see you kind of looking panicked.
Yeah. It was way worse than that.
Really?
Well, you can hear the plop there. That was fart, plop. Mine was plop, 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 plop. It was bad.
Wait, what are the bathrooms like in Petco?
It was okay. They hadn't emptied the trash in a while. So there was the paper towels people used to dry their hands were falling out of it. It could have been. It was on a scale of 1 to 10. I gave it like 1 being the worst fucking like third world just mud hut shitter, and 10 is the Ritz-Carlton. This is like 6, 5.
Oh,
five,
wow.
Five.
So you're saying Petco, not a good place.
Petco is a good place for pets to go.
It's not for the people
but
to go.
But not for the humans, no. It's not the best.
Wow, that's amazing. What an interesting story you just told.
Yeah, did you like that?
Well, I liked that it took place in three different cities. Oh, you didn't shit in Cincinnati.
I didn't shit in Cincinnati, but I peed out of my dick in the airport.
This is a saga that took place in two different cities, but in three different pooping locations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of neat.
That is pretty neat. It's a neat thing that happened.
Oh, and also somebody emailed us the app Places I've Pooped. Surprise, bro. I've been doing it for 2 years, okay?
You have. Yeah.
I can tell you right now.
Do you have like a name that people can like search and like see where you
pooped? Oh, and see my name?
Yeah.
Hold on. My Poop Places is the name of the app. And I'll look. Hold on.
Hmm.
Did I fucking delete it? Am I crazy? There's no way. My Poop Places, and I believe... Oh, here we go. It's a swirl of poo. Oh, here we are. Yeah. Poop the World. I'm sorry.
Poop the world. That's different.
Is mine.
That's different than My Poop
it
Places.
It is different. And I believe I'm under Shellac. And then you even get to flush the turd. So look for me, Shellac. S-H-A-L-A-C-K.
Under which app again?
Poop the World.
Poop the World. All right.
Yeah, Poop the World. Let's see. My Poop Places. Yeah, it lists all the neat places that you've pooped in the last... I mean, I've been doing this now, like I said, for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've listed places in Afghanistan that I've pooped. Florida. Richmond. All kinds of nice places. Yeah, Shellac. S-H-A-L-A-C-K. I just had a baby brown manatee in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That was May 29th. A meat blanket, May 25th.
Oh, that's really interesting, babe. That's really interesting.
Some sea angels here near Gifford in Florida.
Hmm.
And it tells you exactly where. Like, it pinpoints it on the map. It's really neat.
Hmm.
Have you ever done that, Tom?
Well, that's pretty... That's,
oh,
no.
Here we go. Torrance, I had a baby brown manatee, and it smelled like eggs. So there you go. And you can also view other people's poops. That's kind of neat. Global poops.
Wow, I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. But that's if you're a serious pooper, you know? Yeah. And there you have it, Tom.
Well,
this is so funny. I can see most tonnage. Yeah. It's so stupid. There is this one app where you could find where people were fucking. Like, people would check in.
Really?
Where they were having sex, yeah. And if they used condoms and all that stuff.
Oh, I like that. What's that one?
I forget. I had it for a minute, and then I took it off. Did you hear that?
I think everybody heard that. It registered on the recorder.
Who heard that? That was Theo.
Everybody heard that.
Theo.
Jesus, baby.
Now, also, I want to bring up, I watched a Tyler Perry movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Medea Witness Protection Program?
Medea Witness Protection Program.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's streaming if you guys are interested.
Come on here.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say,
yeah,
not as strong as the other Medea films.
Oh.
Yeah.
that's from that movie, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm a little bummed the writing wasn't as tight and like...
What is wrong with you?
Eugene, what's his name, who plays the American Pie Dad?
Why do you do this? Why do you watch this?
Because I like Tyler Perry. I like the character. I think Medea's, she has some pretty good lines, but it wasn't written well. And Denise Richards is in it, and she's just a box of boring. Did you hear that? Was that our neighbor?
Of course, our neighbor.
Eugene Levy, is that his name? It was so boring, Jeans.
Yeah, Eugene Levy.
Yeah, Eugene Levy, yeah. And he couldn't carry the movie, I felt. And Medea's lines weren't as funny as they usually are.
I cannot believe you're into this.
I like it. I like her.
I cannot believe this.
Ain't nobody know nothing about Al Zero. You gotta watch.
Holy shit.
What?
I just saw that Jadeveon Clowney allegedly ran a 4:46:40 today.
What does that mean?
This means that I'm going to have to start doing like a football podcast in the fall. Where I just talk about
that
football.
Means we'll never see each other again.
No,
do you realize
it's a great
that?
Thing.
No, that is a really good idea. You should do a football podcast.
You know what? I'm going to do that.
You should.
In the fall, I'm going to do
who
that.
Who are you going to do it with? Have you thought about that?
I don't know. You know, maybe I'll just have my own, I'll just bring a guest on every week.
It's a good idea. You should do that. That's a really good idea. Because, like, I hate sports. I can't talk sports with you. You may as well talk about what you love without
He's
me.
He's a fucking beast.
All right, babe. It's like listening to South me talk
but see,
about
see, this
Madea
is why
films.
I can't. No, I at least entertain.
Do I get a podcast where I talk about Madea movies?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Where I review Madea films?
That'll be huge. If you just do, you should just call it, you should call it Christina P's Tyler Perry's podcast.
I would. Do you understand that I seriously
Tyler Perry's Christina P podcast.
Tyler Perry's Christina Pajitsky's
podcast.
You have to have both of our names in the title. I would love to be in one of his movies so bad. I really enjoy his stuff. I don't like his TV shows as much though.
Here's what we're telling you now. In the fall, we're each going to have separate podcasts in addition to just to your mom's house.
You just announce it like that?
Sure, why not? I'm going to do one of it with sports. You're going to do one that strictly reviews things that Tyler Perry is doing.
I think that's a really great idea.
I think it's a great idea, too.
P.S. Did I tell you my friend Lonnie Love has a new talk show?
No.
So Lonnie Love, she's a comic. She and I used to do Chelsea Lately together. And anyway, she's a really funny, cool lady. And she's been kind of a mentor to me over the years. So she is on a new daytime talk show. It's her and a couple other broads who don't matter. And then Tamar Braxton.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Tamar Braxton. And so Lonnie and I are doing that show together, the 27th in Napa at the Uptown Theater. And I cannot wait to ask her all about Tamar and if she's being a pain in the ass.
I cannot believe what a gift that is.
Yeah. You better get your life. You
she's
your
on
life. That. Yeah. Tamar is just a beast. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. It's called The Real. The show
you better
The
get
Real.
Your life. Girl, get your life. You better get your life. Get your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's called The Real. And I'm not sure what network it's on. Let me see.
I'm excited about
it. It might be
that.
A BET show because I think it's an all female black show. Let's see. The Real. Oh, it's so funny. I can't believe she's with Tamar. I'm dying. No, I'm sorry. I'm so racist. It's not. It's going to be on Fox stations. So it's going to be on Fox. I thought for sure. I'm like, oh, they're skewing this for a black audience. But no. I'm excited. I'll watch it. Here, I'll show you who else is on there. Do you recognize any of these names?
Okay. Go for it.
The Real Talk Show. Let's see. Mouth Almighty Tamar Braxton will finally get a platform to chat about allthings.com. As Telepictures Productions and Warner Brothers gives her actress Tamara Mowry Housley, comedian Lonnie Love, fashion expert Jeannie Mai, and former Cheetah Girl Adrienne Bailon. Do you know who that is?
Not a clue.
Okay, a four-week test-run talk show called The Real. So that's kind of neat.
Oh, here we go. Has it right here. The names of the other people on the show.
Yeah, I just read it.
Well, I know.
Also on the plane crash, KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Li Fook and Bang Ding Ao.
There you go.
Wow.
That rounds up the whole table.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not on the official press release.
That sounds black as shit, the names that you said. So I don't think you were wrong, actually.
Yeah, I thought
it's called The Real.
The Real. So it's kind of, you know, that first of all, they got The View, which is a bunch of perimenopausal bores. And then the other one.
That is the most fucking, that is 460 plus.
Ugh, it's so boring.
Like when you're a woman in your 30s, do you, when you see one on The View, you're like, oh, these are all representing like what
I
think.
Of course not. I mean, look, I love Babs. But that Whoopi Goldberg, she's way out of my age range too. Babs is old as shit. Who else is on there?
Babs pulled out, I think. She's
done. Is she
done? Oh, yeah.
I don't even watch the show, because who wants to hear a bunch of fucking yentas babbling about nothing? And they don't even talk about anything, okay? At least The Real, I have a feeling they're going to talk about real shit.
Real shit.
Instead of like, oh my God, did you see Ryan Gosling in a sweater? And that Whoopi Goldberg is so fucking asexual and weird.
She's weird.
With her weird
Everybody on that show is weird.
They're all fucking weird.
And that one cunt left.
Which one?
Elizabeth
the dumb
Hasselbeck.
Yeah, she's a real fucking dumb.
Zero. Yeah.
But then there's this other. Who's the one? Sherry Shepherd?
Yeah.
Where she lied and said that she didn't get her stomach stapled. Wasn't that her?
No, that was the one before her. That's racist. That's Star Jones.
How is that racist?
Because it's Star Jones.
Oh, but what? What? No, she was big
fat. It's a big fat black lady who's not Sherry Shepherd.
That's why. But then Sherry Shepherd, didn't she think that the world was flat?
Yeah, that's a totally different thing. But yes, yeah. Star Jones was like, hey, I'm super fat and black.
Right.
And
I don't think she said the latter, but Tom.
She said, I'm super fat and black.
She did not
and
say
then,
that.
Yeah, she did. And then she was like, I just want to not be fat. And then she came back and she had like a crazy, like she had like a, looked like she had radiation, like you know,
sick,
very sickly look, and like her the skin
fatal.
Didn't fit the skeleton anymore. And then they were like, how'd you do it? And she's like, just ate well.
I just ate a lot of broccoli and exercise.
Yeah. And then Sherry Shepherd was like, well, I'd have to look in, they were having a discussion about something, I forget what it was, I would have to look into it. And they're like, well, you don't have to look into like
evolution.
Right. And she was like, I would have to do my research. And they were like, what if somebody was like, said like the earth is flat? And she was like, I'd have to look into it. And they were
like,
don't you know that the earth is round? She's like, well, I would look into it next and find out. And so they're like, holy shit, you just outed yourself as being the dumbest person ever on our show.
Right. Like if you've been through sixth grade,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just start with that baseline.
But maybe she's from the 1300s.
But anyway, so there's the View, which is old broads. And then there's The Talk, which is the Darlene from Roseanne. And then other people I don't even know. That's how boring that fucking shit is.
Yeah.
So it's about time they get some women that actually have some shit to say. And I would God, I wish I could be the token white girl.
Well, you were talking about this idea a long time
ago. A million years.
Yeah.
Well, I've been pitching this for a gazillion years to have a younger, more relevant View. But you know what? Listen, if anybody's on The Real and you want to replace any one of those broads, with the exception of Lonnie Love and Tamar, who I love, and you need a white girl, come and find me.
Holla.
Holla at me.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh.
I would do The Real. Wouldn't that be fun? Oh.
Yeah. How about this show that's out right now, Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, I saw an episode of that one.
What's going on?
Sunrise day two. Terrible night.
This morning my legs were completely covered in red dots. It looked like some kind of deadly, contagious disease. It was awful.
Laura and Glenn have been besieged by sand flies, also known as chytras. Less than 1/8 of an inch. They're the smallest of all biting and stinging insects.
I mean, this show's hook is fucking stupid.
It's
you know, these survival shows are all the rage, right? And then they're like, what if you did them naked?
Right. It's like Survivor, but naked.
Right. But my whole thing is like, if that's the big thing.
Yeah.
you have to show, like, you have to show them naked.
You show the titties, show the dick and the balls. I know.
Well, what's the point of, like, why have the hook that you blur out? Like, oh, well, that you know that they're naked. Like, show it.
I know. It kills me on American television when they show.
We're so goddamn conservative.
Oh, it's
about
the worst.
We can't handle tits.
When they have entire television shows dedicated to, like, the birthing of a baby or something, or baby story, and then they blur out the actual birth.
Yeah.
Like, who's getting aroused? The idea being that it's pornographic to show a woman's vagina because it's arousing.
Or that these two in Panama with bug bites all over them is going to turn us on.
Right.
They're bleeding out of every hole.
Get horny. Well, the one I finally saw one episode, they were in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a guy who was in the military and then a chick. And he was like, I don't know if this girl can handle himself because I'm
they
a real
know.
Man. Yeah, I don't know if women can do this. And he ended up, because they're barefoot, getting a severe foot infection. And she had to catch fish and fend for him. And then he was like, I guess women can do it. So stupid.
What a fucking retard.
I know. But the naked thing, apparently, I guess you don't even really notice after a day with somebody when you're starving to death and trying to find food and trying just to stay warm and set fires and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're not that horny when you're in the African
what do you
desert
mean?
Trying to live, right?
Yeah, of course.
Except for you would probably be fired up the whole time.
Damn. That's so fucked up, man.
You would.
Let's see if there's anything good here. Oh, let's see.
Worst itching I've ever experienced.
Bites on my pussy lips.
Over my body.
Because I'm G-trus can transmit disease, causing fever, liver and spleen enlargement, and anemia.
Without fire, the bugs here are just going to make
God,
sleep
they look
impossible.
Horrible. So,
they're going to crawl in your vagina.
I would like to get fired today. That is a priority so we won't have to deal with the bugs anymore.
Now, her puss is out and her tits. But he's got leaves all over his little boys.
So this is the bamboo fire saw. Basically, you split the bamboo, scrape all your bamboo skin, put this up against your beer belly, and I'm going to make slow strokes and just keep going.
Ooh, that was hot.
That's the real challenge here, other than the humidity.
I like that he's doing the show like 40, 50 pounds overweight.
You're going to lose a ton of weight in 21 days.
Definitely.
It's freaking humid.
Yeah, it is. You got a nice clam on you.
Fire's
Clint
really hard to make.
Started with the fire saw, and originally I thought it would be a good idea, but the more I think about it, the less I want to bet another night's sleep on it.
Freaking brutal.
Freaking brutal.
I'm so exhausted.
I want fire, so I want to go with bow drill.
The bow drill is an ancient
with
method for starting fire.
Yeah, I'm
going to
blow
friction.
Him until fire comes out of his
of
dick.
Four parts, the bow, cordage for string, the drill,
I bet.
And the fireboard.
Okay, so his suggestion failed for fire.
So low on water and
now it's
else.
Her
everything
turn.
Everything is on us getting fire today. If you need more water, go get more water.
We need to have at least 10 to 12 liters a day out here. Me, I require a lot more than most people. We get heat stroke, we get dehydrated, that's it. It's over.
It's almost dark and you don't have a fire.
Shit. All right. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just survival.
I don't understand.
Naked is to hook you in.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you're just watching a survival show.
What's the allure of like, I want to survive 21 days in the African desert, but I want to do it naked.
Yeah, they're in Panama, by the way.
I saw. Like, so
There's nothing.
What's the challenge? Like, what's the fun?
It's like the dare aspect of it. It's like, if you think that's hard, to make it even harder on yourself, you'll be naked.
Rub your raw clam on some rocks every night.
And you
put your balls on
your little
sand.
Dick and balls are in front of everybody so they can see
you're
them.
Embarrassed all the time.
Because you know they're going to shrivel up here in Panama.
Yeah. How do you think she deals with her period, though?
I think she probably sprays it out, like shoots it out at the guy. Uh-huh. He's like, I need
wait a minute. Is
water,
this your mature?
And then he's like,
juice.
Mm-hmm. That's a really mature analysis, Tom.
What is this here? Why do I have this bookmarked in our soundboard as I eat ass? What is that?
I don't know. I got bitches on my own porno clips, nigga. I get my own bitches, nigga. I got to prove shit to you because I don't brag. I don't talk. I don't talk. I get bitches. I got other homies. You know, I know the homies. I know the homies. Oh, now I see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was on, I think that was on the MARTA, on the train in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
When I was going to the airport.
That was on your train?
Yeah, I was recording a guy.
You're kidding.
No, I'm kidding you.
All right. Put but rocks we played in that. Your vagina. Why would you want to do a nature show buck ass naked? It sounds horrendous.
It does.
I would be so worried about things crawling up my bum and in my body and ugh.
So Sal Gatti, who sent us our intro, also sent us some outros.
Oh,
so I'm going to choose this one, and we're going to go. We'll see you in a couple days. Please follow us on Twitter. I'm at Tom Segura, and Christina's at Christina P. And if you haven't checked out our calendar, please check it out. Get tickets to come see us live.
Yeah.
All right.
Love you, mommies.
Something wrong.
Bang, dong, ow.
Do people really listen to this?